With gratitude, now I request Brahma Kumar Dr. Sachin to enlighten us regarding the theme of the session. He is the intensivist from Global Hospital, Mount Abu, Rajasthan State, India. Brahma Kumar Dr. Sachin.
Good evening and Om Shanti to all the divine souls who have come in this divine dome to have divine experience, to have divine peace, and that will lead to the establishment of divine world peace. I bring to you greetings from Mount Abu. We lovingly call it Madhuvan, the forest of honey. It's a place for spiritual re-engineering. It's a place where a soul energizes itself. It's a place for spiritual transformation, and I have seen that thousands and millions of souls who are coming there. It's a sort of an ocean of positivity where they are drenched and they are transformed. So, greetings from that holy land. As I was sitting here and looking at this huge dome, and I was really appalled, surprised, also extremely happy to see all the philosophers and all the saints who are sitting here as if they are alive and sitting and hearing all this conference. To begin with, it was 7th July 1893. There was a young man, a lawyer, who was traveling from Durban to Pretoria. And at one point of time, a European complained and said one coolie is sitting there, and the officials came and told him to go to the common bogie, and he refused, and he was thrown off from the train at Pietermaritzburg station. This man, at that point of time, very young, very aggressive, he stayed there and a revolution started. I'm not talking about the political things, but the same man, after about 37 years, once he was traveling in India, it was a common bogie, and he was sleeping there, and the farmers who were there in that compartment did not know who is this man, and this person's foot suddenly touched one farmer and he scolded. Again, second time it happened. The third time, this man just sat up and spent the whole night sitting there. He did not sleep again. Those farmers did not know who this man is. And when the station, at one station, the train stopped, all of a sudden they started calling out, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai. Why I'm telling you this story? I'm not talking about political things. I'm talking something which has gone very deep within this man. How this Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi became Mahatma. There's a big story. There is some religious, spiritual transformation that happened within him. And that sense of tolerance came within him, that sense of religious tolerance, spiritual tolerance. And if you see right now across the world, there is an absolute intolerance. Bigotry, fanaticism, sectarianism, everywhere you can see. According to one estimate, in last 2,500 years, there were about 15,000 wars fought. It means you can divide the history of mankind into two parts. One time they were fighting, and another time they were preparing for the war. There were hardly any time where there was a peace. Such a stage has come today. And when we talk of world peace, it's about internal transformation. Peace is the very music of the soul. Peace is the very beauty of the soul. Peace is the smile of a child. Peace is the joy of father, peace is the love of mother, peace is the unity, peace is that beauty of the soul. You don't have to inherit, you don't have to take, borrow peace from anybody. And the world peace starts with individual peace. Unless and until the soul is peaceful, it cannot spread vibrations. And everybody talks about peace, everybody talks about eating, but nobody talks about preparing food. Just imagine you go to some temple and there is such a divine vibration there, so much purity there. Even in this hall, I can feel the vibrations and the purity which is over here. Why? Because we are creating positive thoughts and pure thoughts. So somebody has to create positive and pure thoughts, and those thoughts will vibrate, and those thoughts will spread across, and that will lead to the world peace. According to one estimate, there are about 4,200 religions in the world. Can you imagine? So many religions in the world. And everybody, every religion, every philosophy, Eastern philosophy, Western philosophy, right from Aristotle, right from Socrates, to all the philosophers, they are talking of peace. Peace definitely has got social, economic, cultural, political background, but it is like treating the fever and not treating the malaria, which is the cause of the fever. Unless and until the journey begins within, peace cannot be established, and the journey is within us. How do we reach that point where we become peaceful? Unless and until we become peaceful, our family cannot be peaceful. Unless and until family is peaceful, the society cannot become peaceful. Unless and until society is peaceful, the nation cannot become peaceful. Unless and until the nation becomes peaceful, the world cannot become peaceful. It is everything starting from here. And if you study all the religions of the world, start from the Baha'i faiths to Hinduism, where there is a concept of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. All whole world is my family. If you go to Islam, they talk of one Allah, and they talk of one Adam and Eve, who is the mother and father of entire universe. So in that way, they talk of universal peacehood. There is hardly any religion in the world which has not talked about world peace. And yet, we see in the name of religion, in the name of philosophy, or in the name of anything, as Swami Vivekananda has said in his first historical speech, because of this fanaticism, because of this bigotry, because of this narrow-mindedness, civilizations have been destroyed. Man has been led astray. Why? What is to be done to achieve this peace? As I said, peace is not a destination. Peace is a journey. Somebody has said beautifully, peace is not the way. Peace, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. That's a beautiful quotation, and I like that. What are we to do, and how can we contribute to this world peace? If there is a harmony within us, automatically that harmony will spread. If there is an integration within us, automatically that integration will spread. It is all about doing something within. It's all about getting rid of all the bitterness. It's all about getting rid of all the evil tendencies which are within us. Nelson Mandela was in jail for 27 years. When he came out, he did not have any bitter feeling for anybody. So, here, in this short talk, I would like all of you to sit alert for a moment. We are going to have 2 minutes meditation session. Please sit back, stay alert, all of you. Complete silence. Sitting in the middle of the forehead. And the spark of divinity. Absolutely peaceful. And the very embodiment of peace. The divine vibrations of peace are spreading across. This entire universal dome has become filled with divine peace. And the peace is radiating across the world. I am feeling absolutely light. I am the very embodiment of peace. My very religion is peace. I am the messenger of peace. I am an angel of peace. I am an incarnation of peace. Peace is my very nature. Peace is my Swadharma. Experience of deep silence. Complete stillness. All the statues of the saints and philosophers who are here, I feel as if they have become alive and radiating their power, their divine bliss and vibrations across. The entire atmosphere is charged with powerful current of peace. मैं शांत स्वरूप आत्मा हूँ। मेरा स्वधर्म शांति। My very nature is peace. Whole body is filled with that divine peace. Complete silence. Amritasya Putra, I am that child of immortality. My whole life has become peaceful. Shanti. So with this peace meditation and prayer, I hope fervently for the saying by Saint Jnaneshwar, Vishwa Swadharma Surya Paho. One day the sun of self-righteousness will arise and all the peacelessness across the world will be destroyed. Om Shanti. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Sachin. Thank you very much indeed for that experience.